You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Tim McNeely, the CEO of Lifestone Wealth Management, that works with a limited number of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial dentists for whom he can have a major impact. Using a consultative wealth management approach, he helps successfully business owners make smart decisions about their money by addressing their five biggest concerns: preserving their wealth, tax mitigation, taking care of their heirs, ensuring their assets are not unjustly taken, and charitable giving. Mr. McNeely, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely glad to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You bet, and certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, all of us are interested in being successful with our money, of course. What are you seeing successful entrepreneurial dentists doing these days in that regard?
Well, I'll tell you, most entrepreneurial dentists have a hard time creating serious wealth. And so I help them maximize their personal wealth outside of their business so they can take care of loved ones, support the organizations they care about, and even make a dent in the universe. And there's really five key areas that I see successful entrepreneurs and dentists concerned with today. First is they're not taking the time to make smart decisions with their money. Second, they're paying more than their fair share in taxes. Third, they don't have a well thought out plan for how they'll take care of their heirs. Fourth, they haven't fully protected their assets from being unjustly taken either through lawsuit or divorce. And lastly, many of the individuals I work with give to charities that they're passionate about, but they haven't figured out the best strategy to ensure their gifts have a maximum impact both for the charity and their personal finances.
So, Mr. McNeely, how should we be dealing with each of these areas?
Well, I'll tell you, the first step is to make an honest assessment of where you are now, where you want to go, and then identify the gaps. Second, we recommend looking to your existing financial and other advisors in these five areas to make an honest assessment about whether you have the right team in place. And sometimes that may mean you need to bring in additional advisors to the table, or it could mean you need to change advisors to help you reach your goals.
And you help a lot of dentists, as we mentioned earlier. How do dentists get started on this path?
Well, more than anything, dentists need a process because these five areas really encompass all parts of their lives. So it's important to approach this systematically. The way I do this is through a discovery meeting where I ask questions about the seven most important areas that impact wealth. I know that money means different things to different people, and so I want to make sure I really understand my clients. I ask them questions about their values, goals, relationships, assets, advisors, process, and even their outside interests.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Tim McNeely, the CEO of Lifestone Wealth Management, that works with a limited number of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial dentists for whom he can have a major impact here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I can see this really matters to you, helping others with their wealth and estates, et cetera. Why are you so passionate about this topic?
Oh, well, thanks for picking up on that, and thanks for asking. I actually started my professional career as a financial advisor, but it felt like a job. And then I met and fell in love with my wife, who happens to be a dentist. And like any young couple falling in love, we spent a lot of time talking about our hopes and our dreams and our life together. And we got a lot more serious about where we wanted to go. We also talked about our dental practice a lot. We'd be taking a walk, and all of a sudden the conversation was, "Tim, I've got to hold back my paycheck just so I can make payroll. Or I've got to fire an employee, and if I don't do it right, I know they're going to sue me." And being an entrepreneur myself, I jumped in there and helped. We refinanced her building to enhance her cash flow. We brought in a dental practice consultant who was fantastic at the hiring issues, firing staff, and offered great advice on how to attract the right people. Things got better, and we felt like we were on top of the world. But sometimes life tosses you a curveball. and my wife started having a lot of problems with her hands. They started hurting her so bad that she had to refer out her extractions because she couldn't physically hold the forceps anymore. Now, all of a sudden, we weren't just worried about making payroll. We were worried about paying our mortgage if my wife couldn't practice dentistry anymore. We're people of faith, and so the first thing we did was spend some time in prayer. Then, once I had my head on straight, I did what I always do, and that's financial planning. We studied what would happen if she couldn't practice dentistry anymore. We had the value of the practice appraised. We cleaned up the financials with the help of a dental CPA who got everything set up perfectly, so if we had to sell the practice, we were ready. Through this process, I discovered her disability policy had actually been set up incorrectly. It was set up in a way that the benefits were going to be fully taxable if she went out on disability. And we made a change so that the benefits were going to be entirely tax-free. And when we did that, we both breathed a huge sigh of relief because we knew we were going to be okay. And I'll never forget sitting in the doctor's office with my wife, waiting for him to come in and tell her if she had a future in dentistry. We had done the planning, and we knew that regardless of what he told us, we were going to be okay. And seeing the impact that good planning had on our lives personally let me see that being a financial advisor wasn't just a job. It really was my calling. And that's why I love working for entrepreneurs and love working for successful dentists, is because I know I can get in there and have a really big impact, helping folks be protected when things go bad and rewarded well when things go well based on their entrepreneurial spirit.
At this point, what's the first step that you recommend that dentists take?
Well, we usually recommend that a dentist gets a second opinion on their financial situation. In today's market environment, a lot of dentists and entrepreneurs aren't sure if they're making the best decisions with their wealth, and the steps that they're taking now will actually help them get to where they want to be. Think of it this way. If your doctor told you had cancer and wants to operate tomorrow, you'd probably seek a second opinion. Why should it be any different with your wealth? If you're not sure that you're making the best decisions, a second opinion could give you a lot of insight about how to take a new direction that could be much better than where you're headed today. When we offer a second opinion, we look at all the seven areas I talked about earlier and then provide an assessment of the steps that a person can take to maximize the probability of achieving all that's important to them.
Mr. McNeely, certainly has been good to have had you and appreciate what you're doing in the space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I'll tell you, more than anything else, we got to live a good quality of life. And to do that, we've got to build up our wealth outside of our business. And if you're not sure you have the right team in place, go and get a second opinion. If you want to make smart decisions, connect with me on LinkedIn or follow me on Twitter. Ask for a copy of my newest white paper called The Informed Dentist, where we cover the five key concepts for financial success.
And sounds like a good idea. Thanks for that advice. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Lifestone Wealth Management, and how could listeners be in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. If you search Tim McNeely, I'll pop right up, or you can visit me at LifestoneWM.com. That's LifestoneWM.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. McNeely, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Glad to do it. Thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim McNeely, the CEO of Lifestone Wealth Management, that works with a limited number of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial dentists for whom he can have major impact. And for more information, simply visit LifestoneWM.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.